Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by the nephew of a 90s country music royalty. The LSU Tiger went from singing on the farm or at the frat house to going out on tour while working on his history degree. His single, Good Old Boys Girl, is out now. We welcome Timothy Wayne.
How you doing?
Absolutely great, Timothy. Let's go Beyond the Mic. It's your senior year, and you're balancing LSU football, concerts, trying to go out, sing as much as you can, friends, family, relationships. What makes your Hannah Montana double life you lead so worth it for you?
Oh, man. I've never been asked that. That's a good question. It's a dream. I'd always dreamed of being a singer and dreamed of going on tour and making music that mattered to people and that mattered to me. And now I get to do it in college. So I guess what makes it worth it is that there's not a lot of times are people able to say that they not only lived out their dream, but got to go to college while doing it and experience life while doing it this early on. I get to say that I did both. So that's what makes it worth it for me. It's an opportunity that not a lot of people have, and that's not lost on me. So I need to strive to make every second count and every moment worth it.
Timothy, why does music touch your soul?
You know, that's a complicated answer. Just to simplify it, I can't go over one moment in my life where if I was feeling down or, well, I guess I should say if I was feeling sad or depressed or even happy where music hasn't rectified it or amplified it. If I'm happy, it amplifies it to the max. I feel even happier. If I'm sad or depressed, I can listen to a song and I listen to that story, and maybe that story is more of a happy story, and I can think on that for a minute. Or maybe it's a story that's kind of like something I'm going through, and it makes you think, well, I'm not the only one going through that. So it's kind of just the way the stories work within you that touches me.
How has music changed you from when you started to now?
It's made me a better person. I'll tell you that much. I was a very, very closed off. I was friendly. I wasn't a bad person by any means. At least I think I was. It made me more personable, I guess is the word I'm looking for. When I was in high school, I was very closed off. I had very, very few friends. I talked to everybody, but I only had like a close knit group. And music and being involved in the music industry kind of got me to broaden myself, because when you go into a writing room, if you don't talk to anybody when you're in the writing room, I mean, that's going to be a long, long day. So being in the writing room and also recording music made me open up more to where I'm going to talk to more people and make a few more friends than having just five or six in my back pocket.
So who helped you open up more?
That was kind of Tim, my uncle, helped me open up a lot. But I mean, just the Nashville community, writers community in general, it helps when you're a young writer and you get into a room. And my first write was with Mark Colley. I get into the room, and of course, I'd already known him, but I was thinking, I don't need to go in this room. Mark could do this on his own. This is ridiculous. I'm not a songwriter. I've never done this before. He's been doing this for years. Like I don't deserve to be in this room. But every writer, Mark included, makes you feel like you belong and makes sure that you know that you belong. And I think that sense of community and that sense of teamwork inside of a writer's room kind of made me broaden myself, just seeing how they interact with each other. And you can't get anywhere if you don't open up.
Timothy Wayne's single, Good Old Boys Girl, is out, and it's time for the Rocky Nate 8 random questions. Just trust your first instinct.
All right.
What's the best trait of your mom?
Oh, her heart.
When was the last time you found the baby in the king cake?
Last year.
How about your favorite club to play at?
Texas Club.
Who gave you your first guitar? Do you still have it?
My mom gave me my first guitar, and I do still have it.
Instant follow-up. What is it?
It is an Epiphone. It's just a regular Epiphone guitar. It's about like a $125 guitar.
Which string do you break the most?
G-string. I break my G-string the most.
How about the one city you want to visit that you haven't visited yet?
Oh, I've been to a lot of cities. New Mexico. Yeah, somewhere in New Mexico. I don't know if New Mexico City's one. Santa Fe. We'll say Santa Fe.
Santa Fe is acceptable. Timothy, if you could tour around opening for one artist, not family, who is it?
Oh, man. Alive or dead?
Yeah, pick one of each.
Dead Jerry Reed. Alive, probably either Keith Urban. I'd say Keith Urban, alive.
So, what is your favorite cut of steak and how do you like it cooked?
Filet mignon, medium rare.
We're joined by a future country music superstar, Timothy Wayne, beyond the mic for the back half. Timothy, what teacher has given you the most hell for not being at class?
None of them really. I've had some pretty decent teachers. They've all pretty much understood what I was doing, and as soon as I told them and they looked me up, they've been very accommodating and very very understanding. I haven't really had any issues with teachers yet.
How have you overcome your imposter syndrome?
It was interesting at first, but like I said earlier, it's really just everybody being so welcoming. So I think my third writer session I ever had was with Marv Green and Bryce Long. Bryce Long has written a number of Josh Turner hits and John Party hits. He's written songs for my uncle. He's written songs for himself. He just released a song himself. And Marv Green has written a ridiculous amount of hits for a lot of different artists. One of them being my uncle, Shotgun Ryder. Also Eric Church's, I believe he wrote Eric Church's Creepin'. They were my like third or fourth write, and as soon as I walked in, they were immediately, well, what kind of ideas do you have? What kind of melody do you have? What do you want to write on today? What's the story you want to tell? And from going from I don't belong here to one of those writers' rooms, you quickly realize that it doesn't matter what stage you're at, anybody that's meant to tell a story is meant to be in that room at a certain time.
Who has the better hair, you or your Uncle Tim?
Me.
Tim, we're not making fun of you. Well, maybe a little. When you go out on the road, what's the one thing you have to bring?
I always have my dad's belt buckle with me in my backpack.
Really? Why?
My dad showed quarter horses when he was younger, and when I first started playing music before I had any belt buckles, I didn't rodeo, so I didn't have any belt buckles. He gave me his quarter horse belt buckle. So that was the first one that I wore on stage for the first 2 years that I did this, first year that I did this. And then a friend of ours made me my signature TW belt buckle that I wear all the time now. So I just keep his belt buckle with me in my backpack.
Let's give Timothy Wayne the impossible question. You can guarantee winning one LSU football game by 50 points every year for the rest of your life, but
Uh-oh.
you couldn't sing anymore. Who would LSU beat?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't sing anymore.
It's the impossible question.
Alabama.
Why is it I knew you'd say that?
Either Alabama or Georgia.
So, who is the good old boys girl to you?
Oh, that would be my girlfriend. I met her freshman year. Her name's Katie. I met her freshman year in a dorm stairwell. I was the weird kid that played for a few hours every day in between classes. I just played guitar and sang in the stairwell of our dorm. And she walked up one day and she ignored me at first and then came back and asked if I was on YouTube. And I said, trying to be. And then she left and she came back again and she actually asked for my number. And then about 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, I asked her out.
Now, how long has it been?
3 years, 2 days ago.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Timothy, how has playing music changed the way you see the world?
I get to see a lot more joy than I did beforehand. I don't know if that's going to be a common answer, but being able to play music, I always tell people that my job as a musician and musicians' other jobs, at least I'll just speak for myself here. My one job that I have when I'm on stage is to trans or teleport everybody in the crowd to a place that way they are happy and they're not thinking of the outside world and they're not thinking of everything that's going on ABC News or CNN News or Fox News or whatever. They're just focusing on the then and there. And with that kind of mentality, I get to see a lot of people at their best. I get to see people smiling and dancing. And I do a lot of covers, especially now in my career. And if I do Looking Back Texas or Don't Close Your Eyes, being able to see people, even though Don't Close Your Eyes is kind of depressing. Even though with all the stuff in the world, I get to see these people dance together and smile and have a good time. And I get to be one of the contributing factors to that good time. So it's changed the way I look at joy and the way I look at people when they're going about their everyday life. It's been eye-opening for me just to not focus on all the bad stuff.
As you bring the joy of music to the world, what does it mean when people are smiling and singing along with you, and especially when they're singing your songs?
Well, when they're singing my song, it's awesome. Just side tangent, just the other night when we were leaving a football game, a guy came up to me and I got excited because I thought he was going to ask for a picture or say that he knew me. And I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. I never get this. And then he would wind up just playing a joke on one of his buddies. It was actually pretty funny. It's awesome when I'm on stage too, and I see people singing my music, because it means that it's good enough for somebody to like, which is all a songwriter or a singer wants, is just to be good enough. So it's really special. It brings a massive smile on my face. I remember the first show I did where somebody was singing one of my songs. I stopped kind of in the middle of it and was like, "You're singing my song. That's awesome. Thank you for singing my song with me." It might have only been one person in the crowd, but I mean, who's counting?
Now, your family on your mom's side are all from Louisiana. What makes Louisiana and LSU so special for you?
The family tie. I wanted to go to Texas A&M at first, and then a lot of stuff happened with that, without a state. And I always say that God has a plan and everything on God's time. I came and visited right after I got denied from Texas A&M. I got my letter back from LSU. I said, all right, let's go to LSU. I wasn't involved in music yet. I started playing the guitar, I'd started writing, but I hadn't really decided that I wanted to do music. I still wanted to join the United States Marine Corps. That was my only passion, only love. And after I got denied from A&M, I kind of just thought, hey, I'll just go to the Marine Corps. And then I got my letter back from LSU, came to the campus, and I fell in love with the people, with the campus, the atmosphere, fell in love with everything. And I kind of made my decision on the tour that day that LSU was where I was going to go. And it helps that I have so much family. I have my Aunt Shelley lives right around the corner from me. And I grew up going to her house in St. Francisville. So it's kind of a cool little moment.
What's the best thing Aunt Shelley and your mom cook for you?
Oh, my goodness. My mom or my Aunt Shelley?
Both.
My mom makes two things that I love. One of it's zucchini ravioli, I think is what it is. It's really good. It's the only time I ever eat zucchini. And then she also makes chicken and dumplings that my grandmother taught her how to make, which my meemaw taught her how to make that. So, that's always delicious. That's my coming home meal. That's what I get when I come home. And then my Aunt Shelley has this breakfast casserole that she has plenty of delicious dishes, but her breakfast casserole is delicious. I can't get enough of it.
What was your favorite song to sing?
Oh, I have three favorite songs to sing, if I'm allowed to do that.
Sure, go.
Don't Close Your Eyes is a special one because that's kind of that is one of the songs that started all this. I sang that song with Tim, and then Tim kind of sat me down and asked if I was ever interested in music, and told me that he thought I had what it takes, but I needed to believe in myself before other people would believe in me, and that I needed to work hard for it. And, basically just gave me the talk, as we'll say. And I was like, okay. So Don't Close Your Eyes is a very special song. I sing that song a lot. Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow to Be Cowboys was one of the very first songs that I ever learned on guitar. One of the very first songs that I ever remember singing. That is one of my all-time favorite songs. And just I'm a massive fan of Jerry Reed. Absolute massive fan of Jerry Reed. So for my last song, I'll put either Amos Moses or Goldmine. She got the Goldmine, I got the Shaft. I love those two songs.
Best country music artist that isn't Jerry Reed and isn't related to you.
That isn't Jerry Reed and isn't related to me. I'd have to say, man, there's so many good ones. Merle Haggard was great. George Strait is great. George Jones. George Jones or Conway, George Jones or Conway Twitty, and I'll tell you why. Their storytelling was out of this world. There was not a song that Conway or George couldn't sing that they couldn't A, make you believe, or B, make you feel. So I'd have to, I can't really decide between those two, but Conway Twitty or George Jones for me.
It's time for one big question with Timothy Wayne beyond the mic. Timothy, what does a family-oriented, humble, grounded woman mean to you?
Family oriented, tough. A dream and a goal. If you can find a grounded, family-oriented woman, grab a hold of her and keep a hold of her, because that is something that is, unfortunately, I feel like is rare in my generation. So if you can find that now, grab a hold of them and don't let them go, and let them know how much you love them, because that is, I found mine, and it's a special kind of love.
He would love LSU beating Alabama by 50 every year forever and breaks his G-string the most. Listen to his single, Good Old Boys, Girl Everywhere. Timothy Wayne, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
And that, my friends, is Beyond the Mic. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.